This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we're also over on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have our lawyer friend who has been doing a lot of work for the Republican Party in the great state of, you're up in Wisconsin, and now you're headed to Georgia. Is that where you're going to be next? You're on call or something like that? Amanda Mackey.
Yep. Good morning. I will be going to Georgia to help out, and that's where a lot of the Republican elections lawyers will be descending upon to make sure that the vote on January 5th is properly conducted. And obviously, when I was in Wisconsin, we had a problem where it wasn't properly conducted. And so, what we believe is that you have to follow the statutes of the law in the state of which the election is being held. And in Wisconsin, we certainly saw that, there were curing of ballots, which is illegal against the state statute. You were supposed to have, if you were voting absentee, you had to have an application. Many of those ballots did not have applications, yet the state still allowed those to be processed and counted when they were, in fact, not legitimate. So those are the types of things that we'll be looking for. And look, I always say this, people think, well, the recount, just as an example with recounts, well, the recount didn't yield any different results. Why did Trump spend $3 million on a recount? It's not about recounting the votes and thinking the results are going to be exponentially different. It's about being able to go through each ballot, have our observers there, have our lawyers there to be able to say, you counted a ballot that shouldn't have been counted according to your own state law.
Now, the other thing is the electors are meeting across the country today in all the states in the District of Columbia. And today is the day set by law for the meeting of the Electoral College. In reality, as I said, the electors meet in all 50 states in the District of Columbia to cast their ballots. Then the results will be sent to Washington, D.C., and will be tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress over which Vice President Mike Pence will preside. Now, what happens if somebody files a protest in the House or the Senate against the votes?
Well, look, I mean, that's entirely possible. I think right now, the Trump team is still looking into legal remedies. And, based on what happened Friday, late Friday with the United States Supreme Court, which still, it's basically you had two justices dissenting, basically two justices saying, we don't agree, but we would have heard the case. So Justice Clarence Thomas, Justice Alito, mm-hmm. basically saying we would have heard the case, but we wouldn't have remedied the case.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, what they didn't knock it down on the merits of it. They knocked it down on procedural grounds. So what that means is that the Trump team now has to go back into the individual states. So in particular, you have Michigan, you have Georgia, you have Wisconsin, you have Pennsylvania, go into the individual states and push forward for those lawsuits in those states directly. Now in Wisconsin on Saturday, for example, you had a federal court say, no, we're not going to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had the state Supreme Court take it up at noon that day on Saturday. And so, you know, this is very much still an active live case, live cases, I should say. So what happens in January, you know, we still have time to see what happens and plays out there. There could be a play that is made. You need to have one person in the House and one member in the Senate offer that up. And so we know in the House, certainly there are multiple members that would do that. I don't know who we have in the Senate that would, but the point is that there's time for that to all happen. Right now, the Trump team, as Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani have both said post Friday's SCOTUS ruling, we're not giving up. There are multiple avenues here, mm-hmm. and we're going to continue to pursue that.
Mm-hmm. Now, voters cast their ballot for president about a month ago, and the votes that officially matter are going to be cast today when the Electoral College meets. The Constitution does give the electors the power to choose the president, and when all the votes are counted, Joe Biden is expected to have 306 electoral votes, while Donald Trump will have 232. Technically, that means the president-elect at that time will become Joe Biden.
Well, that's one of the formalities, you know, but there's still one more step as we discussed. So, you know, yes, that's going to happen. But, you know, look, they did this back on November 6th.
The
journalists, the left-wing media, they basically declared who the president was. So they've been talking about this for over a month.
Yep.
And, you know, our job here in the Trump team is supposed to focus on what they need to do.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Amanda Mackey, a Republican attorney who's headed up to Georgia for the election up there. And caller, you hang on and you'll be the first one on the line when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with lawyer Amanda Mackey is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Now, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've really made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. The Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that all come standard, and the all-new intelligent all-wheel drive. Boy, wait till you try that out. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan. And I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Because Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchase, which is a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. And there's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for at the other dealerships won't. That's Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You program, You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue side by side. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you because that's going to save you a boatload of money. All right, back to Amanda Mackey. Good morning again.
Good morning, Captain.
We have Jim from Tampa on the line, and I believe he has a question for us. Okay, Jim, what's up?
Jim, or Captain, I hope that you can elaborate on this. The way that I look at it is we have globalists and technocrat oligarchies that are basically taking over our government. If you look at this realistically, there are three things we can look at without the vote. One is all the people at the Trump rallies and nobody at the Biden rallies. Two is the NSA totally sided with the leftists and their viewership collapsed. And three is Goya Foods, who sided with the rightists, the leftists called them out, and their sales went off the map. So everybody knows that the people in America are for Trump and are for our Constitution, and it's being stolen from us. And what they're basically saying with the media in their pocket is, stop us if you can. Now that they're stealing our votes, and we know it, and they won't let us do anything legally within the confines of the Constitution.
Okay.
What they're basically saying to the majority of Americans is, you have no legal way out of this box. So that leaves us very few choices down the road.
All right, let's get the answer from Amanda. Thank you very much. Okay, Amanda, go ahead.
I'm not too I think everyone agrees, you know, right now it's a pivotal time for this country, and the people who are running, running Congress and running this country, I mean, they need to stand up for, to your point, I mean, you know, the people that were showing up for President Trump, you just didn't have that with Vice President Biden. You know, there was a clear, distinct difference in the momentum that President Trump had. And I think that's why, you know, there are so many people that want to see President Trump continue to pursue actions against what they believe was an election that was rigged, an election that was not free and fair. You know, 70% of Republicans, according to Rasmussen poll,
yep,
believe that this election was not free and fair. 30% of Democrats believe the election was not free and fair. And so I believe that there are, people are going to be looking for remedies, and they're going to be looking to see how we can change from here. But this is why Georgia and those two Senate seats are so important.
Yep.
Because if we do not have the Senate, we do not have any levers of government should President Trump not be able to prevail.
And it starts with election reform. That's what we must have, election reform.
Well, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I say, yes, absolutely. But as a Republican, as Republicans are, we don't want to trample on states' rights. We want states to do that. So we need to have states go in and make sure they do that. On the federal level,
yep,
it's unlikely. It's unlikely because, look,
yep,
the Democrats are not going to care. They're going to rig these elections. They're going to, you know, do what they have to do. And so we're not going to get that done on the federal level. That's for sure.
Yep.
But more importantly, we need the states to do them.
Right, and constitutionally, it is left up to the state to do it. All right, hold on. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and what's your question for Amanda Mackey?
Hey, good morning, sir. This is Eric and Seminole. Good morning, ma'am. I have a real quick question. The election is important, and the gerrymandering of districts are important. But here's the question. We have a potential incoming administration, which is going to basically undo just about anything and everything President Trump has done, and for what it's worth, the GOP has attempted to do. My question is this to you, ma'am, as an American with Iranian heritage, at what point, we see how the things are playing out in the Middle East, at what point do you support American lives and service members putting their lives on the line in order to take care of problems that the EU and other Middle Eastern countries should be taking care of for themselves? And that's
okay. Thank you, Eric. Okay, well, I don't know what that has to do with the election, but go ahead, Amanda.
I'm not sure either. I would say, yeah, absolutely. Other countries need to take care of their own issues. Yes, I was born in Iran. I came here when I was an infant, and I would say that, you know, a lot of the people who legally came to this great country, like my family and I did,
mm-hmm,
are among the most patriotic, and they certainly don't have strong feelings about, you know, other countries, you know, having the U.S. meddle in other countries or, you know, help other countries. Other countries should stand on their own 2 feet. But I think what President Trump has done, mm-hmm, you know, really to exercise his power with,
mm-hmm,
the Abraham Accords, for example, in the Middle East, really, mm-hmm, historic peace process type work that he's done, it's really a phenomenal thing that he's been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a good thing. You know, taking out a dictator like Soleimani last January,
mm-hmm,
was a great thing to do for peace and not having terrorist activities happen in the Middle East. So I'm not sure really what the exact question was, but I will just say, you know, America should be doing what it should to protect Americans.
Let's move over to the COVID-19 vaccine, because a historic COVID vaccine campaign is launched with a convoy of trucks that started out late yesterday, early this morning. Deliveries are being made right here in our backyard to Pinellas County, 145 locations across the country today, 425 tomorrow, 66 on Wednesday. Now, it's not mandatory that you have to take the vaccine. I understand first responders are going to be issued it first. However, I have found out from my friends in the Federal Department of Transportation that bus drivers may be required to take this vaccine because of the fact they transport passengers, and airline pilots that transport passengers may, in fact, have the same rule coming.
Well, look, let's just talk about Operation Warp Speed. Let's talk about what President Trump was able to do. Mm-hmm. The first known case of COVID was December 1st, 2019. We really weren't talking about COVID in the States until after the Super Bowl. So really around February, we started talking about it and really became, you know, it internalized for people. So really when you think about what has happened in a record time, less than 9 months, we have basically had a drug. I mean, we've had a vaccine. We knew in March or April that we had something. We were on the cusp of something. That's within months, just a few short months of knowing about the COVID-19 in the first place. So nothing short of Nobel Peace Prize winning. And, you know, I worked in the healthcare industry for many years, and I would say this, never have you seen a drug come to market that quickly. Never have you seen a vaccine come to market this quickly. It just doesn't happen. But this is why President Trump, being a former CEO, and really being the CEO of a country, pressing on every lever of the federal government to bring a drug to market. So we are so lucky, and guess who gets to benefit? The whole world. The rest of the world gets to benefit.
Now let me ask you a question, because we've got a caller on the line that wants to ask you a question. We don't have enough time for this. Can you stick around for just a few extra minutes? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be going to a hard break. And caller, you hang on the line. You do that, or call me back after the bottom of the hour break that we're about to go off onto here. But we are talking about all sorts of things here with attorney Amanda Mackey. And her website, by the way, is AmandaMackey.com. Last name is spelled M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com. Go over there, check her out. She did run for political office here in Florida 13 for Congress, and she's doing a yeoman job right now for the Republican Party as an attorney, working her way. You're going to be headed up to Georgia here, what, in the next few hours or thereabouts?
Well, we're going to, the legal work really will begin right around the election, the day of, right around early January.
All right. Hold on, we're going to break, and I'll bring you right back. Okay, I'm going to come right back with Amanda Mackey with more, and caller, we'll get to your question when you call us back. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed suspect has been fatally shot by police after opening fire at a Christmas concert outside the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in Harlem, New York. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says a man shouted, "Kill me," and fired multiple shots just outside the doors of the church. Three NYPD officers almost immediately engaged the gunman. The identity of a deceased gunman has not been released. No one else was reported to have been hurt. The FBI is investigating a breach into the Treasury and Commerce Departments by a Russian group known as Cozy Bear. The same group hacked the Democrat National Committee in 2015. It's unclear how long hackers have been monitoring internal emails at the department. Spokesman says the United States government is aware of these reports and are taking all necessary steps. The Cleveland Indians baseball team will remove the nickname they've used for 105 years. The Cleveland baseball team is expected to announce plans early this week. The team has not decided on a new moniker. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
And we'll all buy a shotgun because since they want to take all our guns, it's kind of hard for them to take all of your shotguns. So take them and worry about it later, right? But who says they're taking their guns? Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair. And here's more about them right now. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com. And don't forget their phone number is 877-245-6707. That number, 877-245-6707. There's someone there right now to answer your question. And Farrah and Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. So it's F-A-R-A-H, fairandfair.com. The number again, 877-245-6707. All right, back to Amanda Mackey, and good morning again, and thank you for sticking around.
Good morning.
All right. Now, we do have the caller that called us back, and this is Ian. And, Ian, what is your question for Amanda Mackey?
Well, I know she doesn't represent the Republican Party, so maybe I'm not being fair, but we knew what the Democrats were going to do because we saw what they did in 2018 in terms of ballot harvesting, fraud, changing the elections and rigging the rules in the state houses and the states across the country. I want to know, again, maybe I'm unfair, why didn't the Republican Party step up their game the last 2 years and fight like junkyard dogs around the country and yank these suckers into court? The Democrats.
All right. Thank you, Ian, because I'm going to run out of time if I don't do that. Okay, go ahead, Amanda, answer the question.
Well, look, I mean, your caller has a point. I mean, why aren't we fighting harder? Why aren't we, you know, fighting the way that the Democrats are? I mean, they're basically asking people to move to Georgia right now, knowing that is against the laws of the state, where you cannot move with no intent of staying. We do need to be fighting as hard as we can. And I think, you know, sometimes you have to fall to learn your lessons, and maybe that's where the Republican Party is. Again, I don't work for the Republican Party, but certainly I will do everything to help in any capacity that I can as an attorney, which is what I've been doing for the last decade. But look, they learned their lesson, and that's why we're descending upon Georgia.
Now, thousands of Trump supporters attended a rally in Washington over the weekend. It wasn't as many as what I think they thought they were going to get, but it was still a substantial crowd. And afterwards, Trump supporters and Antifa clashed after the rally, with at least 4 people being stabbed and 23 being arrested. Is this a sign of the times, or is this going to stop?
Well, look, I mean, you know, we heard last week from Rush Limbaugh say, you know, we're looking at secession. So, you know, is that hyperbole or is that the truth?
Yeah.
The reason he said that, and I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh since I was in college, and I'm, you know, 42 years old. So I was listening to him from 12 to 3 in the morning after I'd get home from work and doing school stuff. I would listen to him as a, you know, 20-year-old. And I think what makes so much sense when Rush Limbaugh talks is that he's really got his finger on the pulse of what people are thinking. And his rationale for saying that was, we are so divided.
Mm-hmm.
We are at the, you cannot have a government that is so against what the masses of people in the United States are for. And so you just have a very divided country now. Which is on the brink of something, you know, calamitous like a secession or something of that nature.
Do you remember retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, one-term Congressman Alan West, who moved to Texas and is now the chairman of the Texas Republican Party, who happens to be the chairman of the movement to make Texas its own independent nation? He's the one that came out and said, and this is a quote from him, "We all know the election was stolen. 74 million people don't want to live under a President Biden and Commie Kamala. Therefore, Texas is going to become its own independent nation." Now, I've heard this about Idaho. I've heard this about Oregon. I've heard this about California, and it never happened.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. You just had a Texas court case go to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yep.
17 attorneys general joined with that lawsuit. Over 120 House GOP members signed on. You have divided government. This is not just division among people. This is division at the highest levels of government. And so, you know, what ultimately happens is yet to be determined, but I would say when you have 70% of Republicans and 30% of Democrats believing that an election was actually rigged, an election was not free and fair, you're starting at a very different vantage point than just people being unhappy about the president, whoever that may be in office. I mean, you saw this in 2008. I worked in the United States Senate then, and yeah, people were aggrieved, people were upset, and what happened? The result was the Tea Party movement. So
I know, and I was in the middle of that. I helped found 3 separate Tea Party groups.
Well, and this is where you see things are going to change, you know, dramatically, I think, based on what has happened. You know, in 2008, no one said the election was stolen. They just weren't happy about, you know, President Trump, President Obama coming in. And his, you know, liberal policies that he was going to push, which he did, which, you know, really sunk him, because every election after that, his party lost seats. not only in the House, but in the legislatures, too.
Right. All around the country, all different offices from the county, the city level, the state level, on up the line. Okay, let's talk and finish up about the Republican senators that are running in Georgia. This is so important that the people get out there. I've had several people chime in tonight and say, well, I'm going to load up all my neighbors in the car and take them to vote. And then when I come back, if there's more than one to vote, I'm going to take them, too, and keep going until everybody that wants to vote votes.
Look, you know, I put nothing past Democrats. They have made it known that Andrew Yang, a former presidential candidate of theirs, actually is getting people to break the law by telling them to move to Georgia and to vote. It is against Georgia law. It is in statute to move to Georgia with not having the intent of living there. So, look, they're going to lie and cheat and steal their way through this. And, you know, we Republicans, we don't do that. And so we need to make sure we up our game as much as we can so that the likes of Stacey Abrams, who claims she has, you know, she has signed up, millions of people to vote, she is not dictating what happens in this election. So what do we need to do? A couple things. If you can volunteer, if you can go up to Georgia, they will pay your way. They will, you know, have you go up there as a volunteer. If you want to make phone calls, you can actually do that from your own home wherever you live. Mm-hmm. You can make phone calls. They can set that up for you. And if you can donate, you know, people always say, well, all I could give is, you know, $5 or $10. Do you know how the Democrats beat Republicans on out fundraising us? They beat
$5 donations.
Yes, it's called Act Blue. Look it up. And they have been doing this for a decade. Mm-hmm. And we're just getting started on that. So don't think your $5 or $10 or $20 doesn't matter. Every little bit counts. You know, I ran for Congress, as you mentioned. And yeah, I mean, you get some people that'll throw big checks, but more importantly, you want to have donors giving those small amounts and signing up to help. That's what you want. Look, the reason this election is so critically important is because if the president is unable to prevail, you know, he's going to continue to pursue his lawsuits. But if something happens and, you know, it doesn't go our way in January, we potentially have only one stopgap measure left, and that is the United States Senate. If we lose the Senate, guess who is the tie-breaking vote? Kamala Harris.
We've got 30 seconds left here, and I want to ask you one more thing here. What do you think about Donald Trump buying CNN?
Well, look, I mean, if he were to buy a network and have that news out there and have, you know, really unbiased, unfettered news, I mean, I think he would be, again, another successful businessman many times over.
My thoughts, exactly.
Tired of hearing crap. You know, like, where was Eric Swalwell a month ago? How come no one was talking about this? They just found out about the spy. Mm-hmm. They just found out that the spy was placing interns in his office. Give me a break. Come on. We're smarter than that. They sat on this, just like they didn't allow for Hunter Biden and the information to come out about his overseas dealings. They wouldn't allow that. New York Post, the oldest newspaper in the country, started by President Alexander Hamilton.
All right.
They would not allow that.
AmandaMackey.com, AmandaMackey.com. Go over there, check it out. That's MAKKI. And I want to thank you very much for sticking around a little longer. Great conversation. You take care.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Amanda Mackey. Check her out. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Patrick Kyle and the Sports Zone Quarterback coming on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha. And we appreciate you tuning in very much. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Florida, namely Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that Dominic's does what the big box stores don't. They will offer installation. They will do on-site cleaning. They have parts. They have repairs. They'll come to you. All you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, you can stop by and you can see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So the number again, 941-922-2345. Give them a call and find out what I already know. They're the best at what they do. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback is with us, Patrick Hyland. Hey, Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and wild day in the NFL yesterday, sir.
Yes, sir.
And we had the Chicago Bears started off with
a 6-7
victory over the Houston Texans. You just don't know what team you're getting with the Bears. Well, 1 week they look like they're ready for the playoffs. Next week you don't even know why they're in the NFL. Very weird year for the Chicago Bears. But, hey, congratulations to the victory yesterday. Then you had the Arizona Cardinals go to New York to play the Giants. Again, the Giants, you know, gave Seattle everything they could and won the game last week. And now this week Arizona flies all the way to New York and beats them 26-7. Then we have the Tennessee Titans went down to Jacksonville, Florida, like Leonard Skinner, and they won 31-10. So they're still looking good and see if they can make a run in the playoffs. Then the Dallas Cowboys went to Cincinnati. Andy Dalton, former quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, took Dallas on a 30-7 victory. Then you had the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know how much longer they'll keep that name, Captain, but they won 33-27 down in Miami, Florida. Then the Denver Broncos went to Carolina without Christian McCaffrey, and they were able to win 32-27. And then in the Sunshine State of Tampa Bay, Florida, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won 26-14 over the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings kicker Dan Bailey couldn't make a field goal for anything. And he missed an extra point, or that game could have been a lot different. Then you had the Indianapolis Colts, Captain. They went out to Las Vegas to play the Raiders, formerly Oakland Raiders. They won 44-27. John Gruden fired the defensive coordinator. Their defense has been horrendous, allowing over 40 points in several games, and that was enough. And then you might recall Rod Marinelli, former defensive coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and head coach of the Detroit Lions.
He's back?
Wait a minute.
Didn't he coach for a while with the Cowboys?
Yes, he did. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now he's with John Gruden out there in Vegas, and he was the defensive line coach. Now he'll be defensive coordinator. And speaking a minute ago about the Seattle Seahawks, they got beat by the Giants last week, but now this week they beat the Jets 42-3. And the team that's really starting to come on, Captain, is the Washington football team. They won 23-15 over San Francisco, mm-hmm. Played very well. Alex Smith strained his calf muscle, and then he had to go out of the game, but they held on to win. And then Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers were able to hold on against Matthew Stafford and win 31-24. And then the Atlanta Falcons, this was a good ball game. The Los Angeles Chargers were able to beat them 20-17. And then the upset of the day, Captain, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New Orleans Saints 24-21. Everybody thought for sure New Orleans would find a way to win that game with Jalen Hurts at quarterback instead of Carson Wentz. And then the big Sunday night game, Captain, the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
They were able to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-15. They are for real. A lot of people thought Pittsburgh would come back after that defeat last week to the Washington football team. But they didn't. Buffalo is for real. They're playing some
football. Okay, well, let's throw some baseball in here for a couple of reasons. First of all, the Cleveland team will now be the Cleveland team because they were told that we were told they're going to get rid of the Indians name.
Yeah.
And the image, and the image of the Indian.
Well, you know, if people want to say, you know, make
good
the
Lord.
Mascot can be, you know, deflammatory, that's fine. If you want to go that route. But to change the name, where is the racial slur in Indians? I mean, we could say that about every name. We got to get on to bigger and better. Now, there's two ways to look at it. Some people say, yeah, get on to bigger and better things and change it, or get on to bigger and better things and leave it alone. I don't know, Captain. Sometimes I worry about this political correctness.
Let me tell you a little secret. There's a high school up there in central New York, just south of Syracuse, right off the Indian Reservation, and their nickname is the Indians, and the Indians are proud to have them using their name. And they told them that.
Yep, in Florida, the Florida State Seminoles. The Seminoles are proud that it's the Florida State Seminoles. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Right.
I just, it's amazing, Captain. But, hey, you know, it's just the way life is now, the way things are going. But, hey, thanks a lot, Captain, for having me on. God bless you. And we'll touch base Friday morning, my man.
You betcha. We'll talk about a little baseball then, so you take care and stay low. All right, that's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone guy, and here's more about what it is he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go, and that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, sports quarterback on Sunday mornings, but the insurance quarterback the rest of the time, so check him out. Eric is saying what here? Let's see. Several months ago, I scored some original Redskins memorabilia, and I even began buying Chicago Blackhawks merchandise. Well, it's going to be worth some money down the line if all that stuff is going away. Somebody's going to have it, and somebody's going to want it. Now, let's not forget what's going to happen today that a lot of people have just don't have any understanding about. And some people are calling for everything from revolution to whatever. Well, first of all, anybody doing that's out of their minds, because that's not the way to do this. We've done this to ourselves because we've been complacent over the past X amount of years, whatever number you want to put in there. We've had an opportunity time and time again to do things. We keep voting in the same people to do the same thing in a different way, and we reap what we've sown. Now we need to wake up. Now we need to wake up, and we need to understand that this situation today, Joe Biden will be given 306 electoral votes. He will be the winner in the clubhouse, so to speak, with the 306 votes. We will then have to wait until January the 6th when the vote goes before the joint session of Congress to be ratified. And there will be a challenge, more than likely. We know of two so far in the House of Representatives. Two. We don't know of any in the Senate. And once that's resolved in the manner to which they resolve it, it's over. Period. Like it or not. America will survive. We will continue to be the greatest country on the planet Earth. They're not going to come and take you out of your houses. They're not going to come, oh, I'm going to take your guns. Really? Amanda and I were talking during one of our breaks about how many states where they actually took guns away. Zero. Zero. Because the Supreme Court stood up and challenged the states and even Barack Obama that tried to do it by executive order and said, you can't do it. Think about that. I'll be back tonight with more. It's not going away. We got a lot more ground to cover, a lot more things to do, and America is still the greatest place on the planet Earth on which to be. Remember that as we all are in this together. I'll see you tonight. God.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.